Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is James Glory here, back after a gap of a couple of days. Yes, I know I was missed by the emails. Today I want to tell you that God's purpose, you cannot fulfill God's purpose for your life by accident, obviously. You're created with a purpose today. A purpose before you were born. Galatians 1:15 says you're separated. It means you're consecrated and sanctified. In Judges 13:15, Samson made mistakes, yet he was raised up a deliverer for the people of God with a purpose. Smith Wigglesworth, the Pentecostal man, was a plumber. And then, boom, boom, purpose. Listen, circumstance and chance do not play a part in God's plan for your life. If you don't feel fulfilled, maybe it's because you ain't down with what God's called you to do. Do you know what I'm saying? Look at the famous on drugs. They're killing themselves. In this recession, billionaires are committing suicide. Without God's purpose, you are empty and you are never going to experience the peace, joy and satisfaction that is promised in this world. The Apostle Paul, could you say this? Could you say this? The Apostle Paul, he said, I have run my race. I have finished my course. And I know there is a crown laid up for me in Philemon 3:13. Can you say that? Can you say that? God revealed his purpose to him. And because of this, Paul was able to seem focused. Do you have the satisfaction from knowing you're on target, fulfilling your destiny right where God called you to be today? Exactly where God called you to be. Psalm 139 talks of the same thing, and Jeremiah 4:5 saying, before I formed thee, I knew thee, and before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. He already had ordained him before he was born. And this is not limited to Jeremiah. You know, it says so in Galatians, Isaiah, and in Romans 2 it says, God is no respecter of persons. It could be you. It could be you today who lets the plans of God be explode into your life. Oh, God, let the people see this today. You know, it's obvious God raises up people for specific purposes. Consider a David. You know, David from the Bible, 1 Samuel 13:14. God sought a man after his own heart before he was born. You are no accident, neither was David. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah it says he knows the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper you. Listen, you have sown the seed of your own will and desires, and now you're reaping them. Why don't you try asking God to sow the seed? You know, God to fix things that were never his will for you. Some of you today need more than a miracle. You need to look and reevaluate where you are in the plans and purposes of God. The first step for you today is to recognize that you have a destiny. It's the same with sin. You have to recognize you're a sinner. Today, recognize you have a destiny and God is really going to transform your life. It's not just the Davids, the Pauls, the Isaiah and the Jeremiahs from the Bible, but it's you too. It doesn't matter what your situation is. God can redeem it today. But first of all, humble yourself and seek the purpose and plans God has for your life. He has a destiny for you. And I know, guys, I know that you can make it. Father, I thank you for my friends in Boolan today. I pray that this has spoke to someone. Though I don't speak very well and I'm not very good at putting a message across, God, let this hammer home into the hearts of those who hurt today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, saying you have a plan and a purpose now. Get to it. In Jesus' name, amen.